North Korea is on the cyber warpath, at least according to a story on Al Jazeera English Online. It says North Korean students who do well in math and science are being specially trained to become cyber warriors. Sangwon Yoon wrote the article for Al Jazeera. She spoke with two defectors from the cyber elite. Yoon says North Korea's cyber program seems to have begun long ago.
Anything about North Korea is very hard to confirm because the country essentially is so closed off from the rest of the world. And going off of my recent interviews with these two defectors who have been serving in cyber warfare units in North Korea, they say that efforts towards improving cyber technology began in the late 70s and increasing their efforts more so once we began entering the 1990s and towards the millennium.
These two defectors, can you tell us who they are?
One, his name is Kim Heung-kwang, and before he defected, he served for 19 years as a professor at a computer science university, and he taught computer science theories to students, many of whom have gone on to serve in these elite cyber warfare units. And the second defector that I spoke to, whose name is Chang Se-yul, he was actually an hacker in the automation unit, and he also gathered intel on the computerized networks of quote-unquote North Korea's enemies, such as South Korea, the U.S. So those are the two defectors that I spoke to.
Tell us their stories.
Both of them went through the elite hacker grooming system themselves. They showed promise in science and mathematics at an early age through their school years, and they were picked up to be enrolled in these prestigious universities in North Korean capital. And they went on to be serving at a cyber warfare unit or teaching, as Kim was doing. And they still keep in touch with various former colleagues. And through them, they maintain contact and get updated information about these cyber warfare units. And it seems that the North Korean government is investing more and more as the years go on by into grooming more of these hackers because they recognize that perhaps warfare with, quote-unquote, North Korea's enemies is veering away from conventional warfare towards the cybersphere.
And does the United States and do other countries have reason to be very concerned about them?
The chosen method of cyber attack that North Koreans, we have to put quotations around that because it hasn't been actually proved that North Korea was indeed behind the attack, though it's presumed to be so after tracking, you know, addresses and such. They've launched what we call distributed denial of service attacks, which essentially is very simple in theory. You overwhelm the target with access requests. And they have done so in 2009 on 20-some U.S. federal government agency sites. That's definitely a growing concern, and they're becoming growingly sophisticated in the ways of finding, you know, different methods of attacks.
All right. Sangwon Yoon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sangwon Yoon writes for Al Jazeera English Online. She spoke to us from Doha, Qatar.